Jack and I were married on the 25th of March 1950. It was a brilliant sunny day, very mild for the time of the year, and as we went down the orchard to let out the poultry, Birdie Walker went down to his allotment and shouted out, "The Lord look down on you two." And then the men, that was Jack and his brother and my brother-in-law Bernard and one or two others, had to go round the village and collect forms from the chapel Sunday school and the church Sunday school, as there were not enough chairs in the village hall where we were going to hold our reception. The wedding was, I think, at 2 o'clock. I went to the church in the taxi, which was run by Cecil Day, and Uncle Harry, my father's brother, gave me away. Jack and his brother, Cyril, and his best man, Arthur Remington, walked through the berry, making care not to walk in a cow pancake. And the service was conducted by Reverend Davis, who was the vicar at the time. After the service, we came out of the church, not to be greeted by confetti, as my mother had forbidden it, being on the church council, and the confetti made a mess. So then we went by taxi to the village hall, where we held the reception. I think there were probably about something between 60 and 80 people there, including some girls from the girls' training corps with which I was connected. And we sat down and had a sit-down tea. We had, as far as I can remember, ham sandwiches. Jack's family had a pig killed, so there was a ham. And I think there were some sardine sandwiches and cakes. Minnie Baines, who lived at Ivy Cottage, did the catering, and she did many. And she also made the two-tier wedding cake. And she had a little team of people who helped her. And after we'd had the meal, there was the usual speeches. I sat there, my sister sat next to me, who was my bridesmaid. She wore a blue dress and hat, which toned well with my pinkish dress. And I carried white flowers. They were white tulips and white pheasant eye narcissi. And Nina had pink carnations. It wasn't a long reception. There was nothing in the evening, but Jack and I went off by taxi because we were going to Bournemouth for our honeymoon, and we didn't go from Hitchin Station because two friends had gone from there and we'd all gone and pelted them with confetti. But I'd said no, we didn't want confetti like that, so we went from Willing, and just as the train was pulling out, all the people arrived to pelt us and they just missed it. And we went to Bournemouth for a week, and we went to the theatre and saw Charlie's Aunt. We went horse racing at a nearby race course. Don't think we got any winners. And it's obvious there were many people there, couples there, on their honeymoon, because you had to be married before the 8th of April to get a year's income tax refunded. And it had been a lovely day, and I think, you know, it's something we remembered. But we didn't have a photographer. Jack didn't want one. All our photographs were taken on the tennis court next to the village hall where we used to play. And that was that.